Welcome to the Mad Cow Show. Moo. So I've decided on Mad Cow rather than Sad Cow, since it kind of fits with the journey of getting diagnosed. I was just on the floor because, well, you know, not sure exactly why, to be honest. And I felt like I couldn't get up. I had this experience yesterday when I was coming down off the olanzapine, and the day before, actually, now I think of it as well. So I was like literally crawling around, so little motivational energy that walking was too much, being up was too much. Oh, now I'm inspired to make the bed. See, for those of you who might be listening and going, why does this content exist? By the way, I hate the word content, but I don't really feel confident calling it art. Even if I do have a visual arts degree, which technically I say, because I had to pay so much money for it, that, and yes, I did. I once put $50,000 of my inheritance money on my hex. I took, what would it be, 1.25? That's like a quarter of this tablet of olanzapine, which I really didn't want to take. Well, I took less than 24 hours ago anyway, and I'm supposed to take it at night. But I've been like, oh, this shit, honestly, I don't like the way it makes me smoke more and it makes me crave junk food more. The new medication has its own stuff. I'm hoping once I'm on it for a while, the side effects will ease. Things like headaches and I've heard he said it was like an internal restlessness, but it's an internal severe procrastination. I'm just closing the door because poor Neil. Mainly, I wanted to jump on because I felt a lot better, got off the floor, now feeling motivated to make my bed, which does help. I always thought it was kind of a load of shit, but then I didn't really get out of bed for long in order enough to make it worth making. It's very strange, this feeling of being stuck, until I get into a hypervigilant mode, or an impulsive mode, I should say. Yes, it definitely... Okay, so... Before, when I was lying down on the bed, before I had the olanzapine, I kept having this feeling like whatever I was doing, I noticed it in the shower yesterday, a few hours after I took the medication. And this is the one, I was supposed to take it in the morning because it's supposed to lift my energy. And I think once I get into an energetic zone, Okay. I'm supposed to take the olanzapine, which is in the wafer form, in the evening. Gee, it's fast. It gets into my system. These wafers are so fast on the uptake. Okay, so... What's it called again? Okay, the brand name is Abilify. Abilify. I'm just going to call it Abilify from now on. Abilify? Is that right? Anyway, it's got all these drug names. Hard to remember, but I've fallen victim to this before, where a drug will be made by one drug company and they'll call it one thing, and then that drug company will do whatever, I don't know, and then another company will come and make the same drug but call it a different name. Lots of fast segments, right? Pa-pow, pa-pow, pa-pow. Is this mania? You wouldn't think that the olanzapine would cause mania, but maybe it's the combination of the two meds. I don't know. So, yeah, it's like a frozen feeling, or it has the same effect as feeling frozen, or maybe even feeling depressed in shutdown. Yes, it's a lot like shutdown, because I've got this little thing that my occupational therapist gave me, which is really, it says, what am I? And it starts with purple, 01 for sleep, and then under alert, 2, 3, it's blue, calm and alert, 4, 5, 6 is green, over alert, 7, 8 is orange, and shut down, 9, 10, which is red. But they don't really have, I think you need something for the mania that's in between over alert and shut down, which is, I guess, mania, I suppose. Okay, I finished making the bed. So, I think, it's like I'm in the orange zone, but I'll see, depending on what happens today. So the initial psychiatrist said that I should take it as a PRN. That's like just when I feel like I need it. And then the consulting psychiatrist, or maybe the boss psychiatrist, said that I should take it every day, definitely. But people, I don't want to get fatter. I just don't. I'm sorry. I'm vain. But I don't. I put, fuck, how much? I'm up to 80 kilos, which was my pre-freaking Weight Watchers weight. And I got down to the top of my BMI, which is 64, I think, 62, 64. But I think I got down to 64 kilos, which was what I almost got down to when I was starving myself. Not deliberately, but anyway, I've been trying to keep my weight stable, not keep losing any weight. The whole time it's been about stabilizing. Anyway, not wanting to be starving myself. But on the new medication, I was able to eat my gruel. It's tasty gruel, but it doesn't look very appetizing. It's, I may have mentioned this, it's oats and chia seeds soaked in milk overnight and then cooked, and then just add some fruit. Like I added some banana yesterday, but I don't have, I suppose I could have used frozen mango. Now the shutdown state, yeah, like I said, it's almost like I just can't make a decision in order to get myself up. Whereas before, when I would notice that there was something that needed doing, rather than thinking I'll do it later, I would say, think of it now, do it now, otherwise it won't get done. But with this state, I find myself going, it's like more like a feeling. that's the best I could describe it. It's like a bit like having seizures. It's very hard to directly explain because it's very much a new, outside of the usual realm of experience. How delightful. I can hear my neighbor peeing. Anyway, as I was saying, symptoms include, okay, I really want to document this, and I want to smoke less. Yes. Water. No. Okay, move the thing away for this water sound. Shit, I really should pause. But, except I can't pause, by the way, on this app. When you're hearing little changeovers, if you're listening in a podcast, that's because that's what I'm doing, saving each recording at a moment that feels right. Cut. To continue on, for those of you who might be interested, I don't cut up the segments. I edit on the go, like this. Also, I make up the interludes like this. Pow. Symptoms include getting distracted, I guess. All right. Looking over at my cannabis bowl, looking at how much I have left until I get my next dose. Yes, that does seem to be working well. Also, alongside distracty brain. Easily distracty brain. Well, oh yeah, I think the cannabis is no good. No good for me, Mary Jane, anymore. We need to break up. Yeah, I know, it's been fun, you know. We had a break for 5 years, and then when we went overseas and had our midlife crisis, it took it up again. The day I took up pot smoking again. Fuck medication. Let's talk about that. The day I took up pot smoking again, I'd been travelling around in tuk-tuks with these three gorgeous young French people. It was two guys and a woman, and they were awesome, and I just hung out with them. And one of them, oh my God, he was sitting at this place, beachside, lush cane furniture with lots of cushions, amazing food, just us, so secluded, modern architecture, but right on the beach. It was so good. And then, see, I hadn't been smoking pot because I'd been taking my ADHD medication, my dexamphetamine, and so I didn't want to when I was on those meds. And also, I'd been off the pot for 5 years because at that point, I thought I had an addiction then, and then I thought I wasn't addicted to it, and now I've been lying to myself. But anyway, this amazing specimen of a human being, mid-20s maybe, and I was 42 at the time, and couldn't help noticing he was hot because he wasn't wearing a shirt, and he was French, and he rolled up this spliff in front of me. Can barely make my words out when I think of this memory. Oh, and he just leaned over. And I took it out of his hand. He just presented it to me in this way. It's just Adonis of a guy, you know, not like super muscly, like I call them the conship men, you know. Anyway, not like that. Lithe, athletic, gorgeous. How was I to resist? Sigh. Back to my symptoms. Yeah, I think the weed is doing the up, uppity, up, up, up. Oh, well, you're out the door, darling. I seem to be more functional making the podcast. This is interesting. I'm sitting at the base of the bed and I'm starting to kind of chew my nails, which I never do. All right. Are you ready? This might hurt. I've taken away your power. But I'm using the fact... Okay, well, what will happen? Let's see if I take... I feel like I'm taking illegal drugs again. This is the way I used to take acid or really anything. I like to just sort of take some... It's like this with magic mushrooms, except for the last time I took them. All right, too big a dose. Okay, so I didn't even take quite a quarter before. Maybe I did. Yeah. Okay. Now I'm going to take another quarter of one right now. Put the wafer under my tongue. Put back the other one in the little thingy. Hopefully don't lose it. Put it in the thingy. The blister packet came in. They tear out into individual things, I guess, because this is usually used as a PRN, I think. So, I was just about to edit again. However, I feel like to talk a bit more, right? How does it feel? How does it feel now? My head feels heavier. My body feels more sluggish. I guess it's bringing my energy down. I'm gonna have some tea, which, you know, energy up. Let's see. Yeah, it does clear my head a bit. I can feel it when I take a sip. This is balancing all of these drugs because I can't go off any one too fast. Does anyone want to know what it's like to be a mole lady? Well, I'm standing here at the glass doors to my patio, and I'm not going outside because people can see me on the patio. I don't want to be seen. I don't want to be judged. I don't want to be yelled at. I don't want to see people fighting with each other or even chatting with each other. I'm scared of these people. My downstairs neighbor, Neil, who, if I ever end up becoming a stand-up comedian, I don't know, you never know what the fuck will happen, but I will name my first special. Sorry, Neil. There's a lot of motivation for stopping smoking, including my mouth being all swollen and my lips being sore and burned from smoking. Yucky, right? So gross. When I walked in yesterday from being out for the first time in 5 or something days, lost count, afraid to go out and have Neil yell at me after him slamming the ceiling / my floor to get me to stop making noises. My God, as an aside, my kitchen sink is like the top of a metal drum that is between my floor and his ceiling. Does that make sense? Anyway, it's just anything I put down in the sink, especially my nice heavy-based saucepans. It's like a big dong on that drum and it just goes downstairs and it must be maddening. This, my sound issues, being a manic bitch, I guess. Having to live underneath a manic cow. Who doesn't know she's a manic cow? Poor Neil. Sorry, Neil, is what we would say, my support workers and I, when we drop something. Or I dropped things a lot before, not so much now. Okay, focusing. I want this as documentation of how the meds are going so I can look back and think, oh, is it worth it? Slapping my legs to get myself to concentrate. Okay. Yeah, the weed would make it hard to focus. Also, make the paranoia worse. Also, probably increasing my psychosis. Tethering me to my unhealthy parasocial relationships. It can be hard to tell what's healthy and unhealthy because something that feels good, you think, oh, this must be healthy. Dumb assumption, I know, but okay. So, tapering off the cannabis and therefore the tobacco, and I'll pay for the third time one of these little vapes that looks like a tampon but is not bad for you like other vapes. And so steady as she goes, I'm going to take the olanzapine as a PRN, I think. I don't know, do I sound different to myself? Because it could be hard shifting from one state to another. I'm not sure what's going on. But I know I'm enjoying podcasting. What else? I'm enjoying having my place tidy. Things are put down askew. That's a sure sign that I'm not well. But noticing that things are askew, that is a sign that I am well. So I'm gonna pop my gruel back in the fridge. Good gruel. Good gruel. Aren't you a good gruel? Yeah. Let's move tasty cheese out. Tasty cheese, meatballs. Oh, and I already have meatballs in sauce too. Oh yeah, I've organized to eat a meal with my sister Sarah. She already had the meatballs and I haven't gotten the feedback yet, or I might have, but of course I just asked for it. Please, may I have some feedback? Please just tell me I'm great, that my food is great. Shall we make a cup of tea? Dun, dun, dun. On the floor again. I can't believe that I am on the floor again. It seems like podcasting gives me a little lift. But I don't want to get on the floor again.